This is the Wire Weekly Roll-Up for the week of April 7th through the 13th, 2024. Beginning with international events, in the Middle East, tensions remain high in anticipation of the Iranian response to the Israeli strike on the Iranian embassy in Damascus. The timing for such retaliatory actions is not known, though Israeli forces have been warning of a potential imminent ballistic missile attack for about a week. American forces throughout the region have also been maneuvered into more strategic positions, probably to attempt the interception of Iranian ballistic missiles when the attack does occur. As the world awaits the latest escalation of the conflict, Iran seized a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz this week. The merchant vessel MSC Ares was seized while attempting to transit the maritime choke point, signaling a potential escalation of the conflict with regards to maritime targeting. Analyst comment. Though the hijacking of commercial shipping is very commonly conducted by Iranian forces, the ships normally hijacked are oil tankers, which are targeted for financial reasons. The seizure of a container ship is new and may signal a change in Iranian policy with regards to the Strait of Hormuz waterway. On the home front in the United States, the U.S. House of Representatives has voted to renew Section 702 of FISA. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it is expected to pass. In New York, the merchant vessel APL King Dow lost propulsion while transiting the Kilvan Kol waterway at approximately 8:30 p.m. Sunday evening. The King Dow lost power just north of the Verrazano Bridge, but tugboats were able to bring the vessel under control before any damage occurred. Analyst comments for this wire. Though the actions of American politicians in Congress are not surprising, the public nature of the corruption and obvious bribery and blackmail surrounding the renewal of Section 702 is quite concerning. The lack of any concern whatsoever about the perception of corruption strongly indicates that very little rule of law remains a part of the American political system, with factional allegiance, interest groups, blackmail, and open bribery being the primary means by which policy is conducted publicly. For instance, many congressmen report that Attorney General Garland personally called them to pressure elected officials to vote for the renewal. Likewise, Speaker Johnson himself was against the renewal at first, but immediately became one of the most ardent defenders following one single intelligence briefing. The truth of the matter is blatantly clear. Federal agencies are strong-arming congressmen openly and publicly, instead of behind closed doors, as was customary in the past. This concludes the Wire Weekly Roll-Up for the week of April 7th through the 13th, 2024.